Happy Halloween, but will we ever truly banish the ghost from presidential election 2018?
Michael D,
will you be going to the debate?
How dare you, I'm a socialist. One doesn't believe in democratic debate. Duh.
Vision, integrity, words. I believe I'm a perfectly balanced individual because I have a chip on both shoulders.
Yes, well, I do think I'd be a fabulous president, though it would be a shame to move out of North Great George's Street and into a lesser house. Oh, sorry! I thought it was 2011 again there for a minute, between Michael D and Gallagher shiting on. Good grief, it feels like 2011, but without any class.
I, Lord Lieutenant Gavin Duffy, want to get into the Phoenix Park because they've so much tasty venison just galloping around. I could run them down on my porch. Run them down.
Peter Casey, if I come to you, how much is the job seeker's allowance?
Well, Ivan, I'd say it's about, three caravans a week.
Leonorita, if I come to you.
Okay, I accept I badly handled the vaccine thing. I don't answer questions about my salary. I take massive unaudited expenses from Europe. When you think of it, I'd be just as good as Michael D at the whole presidenting thing.
President Higgins! President Higgins! Michael D!
You'd be publishing your expenses!
One does not answer these impertinent questions because one is above such things in precedent. One is 10,000 feet above such things, in one's Learjet, with one's feet up, in one's Seamus Heaney's PJs, grooming the dogs with taxpayers' 50 euro notes. So shut the f*** up!
I am a businessman and an entrepreneur. I know how to make money. Step one, sue a semi-state company. Step two, bang on about it for 7 years.
I'm a successful business guru too.
But Gavin, didn't you sell 14 properties recently?
Yes, but I have a minibus, a pinstripe suit and a great big old drafty house with a mouth to match. That's all you need in this country. Vulgar, vulgar, vulgar.
I'm proud to be the candidate for
Sinn Féin.
Sorry, why are you whispering there? Because the name of the party is in small print.
What?
But I'm really proud of Sinn Féin.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I haven't done much research, but let me tell you, my favourite part of Ireland has always been County London Donegal.
What is your mental health plan for Ireland, Joan?
Well, I resigned from Pieta House.
Yeah.
I took a Shannon seat.
Yes.
I donated the taxpayers' money to New York.
Okay. One is clearly head and shoulders above the other candidates.
Yeah, but what have you done for the last 7 years, Mike?
Yes.
Years, that's what I said. Yeah.
Years. Yes.
Years, yes. What have you done?
For one thing, as a patriot, one has changed one's accent to sound more British, which is very important.
Let me say to you that people in Ireland love nostalgia. That is why I, Sean Gallagher, am a walking, talking episode of Reeling in the Years 2011 with added bitterness and fewer envelopes.
Sweet mother of joys, it's been tiresome. So wake me up when it's all over.
Yes, welcome to our election result coverage. I'm Dabo, and not satisfied with making me get up at 4 in the morning all week, RT have me working on a bank holiday to cover the most predictable election results since Putin won 110%. Now, we go live now to the Cann Centre in Dublin. Joan Freeman. Joan Freeman, you lost.
I'm going to celebrate because regardless of the result, we've already won.
No, you lost. That's how voting works.
Oh.
This election plucked you from obscurity and promptly returned you to it. Sean Gallagher.
I am proud of my achievements, ensuring that no live tweets are ever read out.
You not only lost, you probably lost most of your RTE money, became a laughingstock online, and you bored us all raw.
But Brian, 7 years ago, I stood
Thank you, Sean Gallagher, the ghost of elections past there. Oh. Now, Leonie Rida, you're the only candidate I've ever seen that during the course of an election somehow became less well-known.
Well, democracy should never be seen as a waste of money.
Not as big a waste as MEP expenses. Good luck disappearing back to Brussels. Gavin Duffy, a PR guru and communications expert. Wow. What have you got to say for yourself? Couldn't have put it better myself. Now, President Higgins.
Hello.
Congratulations on...
Well, yes, indeed, I very...
Sorry, we have to cut across you there because I've just spotted Peter Casey.
Oh.
And this being mainstream media, we prefer to focus on the sideshow rather than the actual winner and stir this pot just a little bit more.
Fine by me. #NoMoreQuestions. Yippee!
Peter Casey, You lost by an enormous figure, but somehow you're the main story of this election.
I think people really connected with me because I have the face that represents all the horrible things that people think but don't say because they've done no research.
Yes, your image as a lovable millionaire tramp with a flappy mouth really struck a chord with a whole legion of lazy journalists dying for scandal in a terrible election.
Well, you see, I'm a very deep thinker. I'm one of the greatest thinkers this country's ever had.
I'll stop you there before you die of irony.
What?
Now, the question broken people from Connacht Ulster and newsrooms want to ask,
aye,
will we be seeing more of your delightful big stick social media inferno stirring politics?
I will be a voice for Donegal.
Oh.
I may well run in the next general election.
Wow.
And finally, once and for all, take my seat in Westminster.
Oh, right. Well, thank you for your column inches, sir. There we leave it. The only thing this election has reminded us of is that no matter how bad things are, they can always get much worse. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to put down this microphone and pick up a gin and tonic. Oh, and go back to sleep, Ireland.
Ah, yeah. Remember our old board in the monad with Marino's waltz? Great memories. Just think back to that happy, happy time. Don't worry about the fact that we're axing 430 jobs in a desperate cost-cutting exercise disguised as a climate action. Shh, just listen to the Dubliners fiddles. Yeah, we said we're moving towards renewables, but we've no actual plans. We're just cutting jobs because, let's face it, we've dug out every bog in the country at massive cost and never planned for the future. Feeling mad? Shh. Never mind. Listen to the song. Ah, the 1980s. Ronnie Drew. Wasn't Jack's Army around then? Oh, I don't know. Bosco. Dempsey's Den. Don't worry that these jobs are gone with nothing to replace them. That we're only doing it so we can continue to shell out far too much for overpaid executives. And definitely don't think about the fact that slowly, every decent job worth having in the Midlands is disappearing like the Bog of Allen. The Wild Atlantic Way and Ireland's Ancient East is separated by Ireland's abandoned middle. Shh. Just listen to that banjo. Don't worry about the €50 a year stealth tax and subsidies you pay in your heating bill to keep us polluting the planet and likely to cost Ireland €600 million in fines. Sure, by the time 2020 comes around, we'll probably just be burning bales of €100 notes just to keep the lights on the East Coast. Well, at least we won't need any lights on in the Midlands by then. And thanks to Bord na Mona, people in Offaly will finally get to see a coastline. From the back of a P&O ferry bringing them to a better life across the water. Shh, don't worry about any of that. Just listen to the fiddle instead and remember the rare old times. Bord na Mona, from the old Irish phrase for burning the Midlands to the ground. Ha ha ha, Jesus.
Oh, so glad we're bank holiday brunching, Tish. Could do with some Hair of the Modra. A few too many gooseberry pale ales last night.
Yeah, the place we're going to is amazeballs. It is bottomless Bellinis and eggs Brexited.
What's eggs Brexited, man?
Well, it's like eggs Benedict, but you replace the ham with tinned mushy peas and the hollandaise sauce with lukewarm water. It's a terrible idea, like Brexit.
Wow, Tish. Look at this character dressed up for Halloween.
Gas, love the costume, dude.
Sorry? I'm homeless.
Very good.
What?
I love it when people dress up as something topical.
No, I'm actually homeless.
See ya.
A legend. Have a good one.
What are we going to do now that the distraction of this pointless presidential election is over? The povs are going to start in at us again, just because homelessness has gone up again.
It's all good, Tish. The land quango has totes taken the heat off me, and I've given the homeless stats an all-over massage while shirtless. They've never been sexier.
True. Oh. Check this guy out. He's not wearing any shoes.
Oh.
Probably on a rollover from last night. Only in Temple Bar.
Yeah.
Sup, ledge bag?
Where are your shoes, you mad yoke?
Sorry, I'm living rough here. Someone stole my shoes.
Living rough is right.
What?
Few too many last night, eh?
No.
Get a cab home, you scallywag.
This gutter is my home.
All right, man.
See ya.
Plus, I've tackled Airbnb by doing the least I could possibly do in the longest amount of time it could take to do it.
TBF, just copying what everyone else did with Airbnb 5 years ago has gone down an absolute treat with the pubs.
Yeah. Hey, look, this one has her kids out trick-or-treating a bit early.
Wow.
Look, they can barely manage their bags. They've so many sweets.
Hey, guys, what are you supposed to be?
They're supposed to be safe in their home. Instead, I have to try and find another hotel room.
Sure, try the Shelburne. Their espresso martinis are to die for.
Have you no shame?
Laters, missus.
Yep.
But what about me, Murphs? My self-satisfaction rating's been slipping lately. I'm concerned.
Just keep slagging the Tories and the DUP. Middle Ireland are loving that. It's as good as beating England at rugby.
True. No. I do feel sorry for Theresa May, though.
Yeah?
Having to kowtow to political dinosaurs just so your minority government can shamble on a bit longer.
Yeah, imagine being so desperate to cling to power that you'd oversee one catastrophe after another, rather than just admitting you're not fit to govern and going back to the electorate.
Yeah, so glad that's not us. Anyway, high five, Murphs.
High five, my man. Oh, my face. Oh, that never gets old.
I know, right? Like me.
Lol, Kano.
Ah, Pierce, Michelle, good, you're both finally here.
Well, you told us to be here, boss. I had to cancel an appointment.
I'm missing my nephew's birthday party.
Well, first of all, I refute those insinuations.
Well,
that I'm some kind of militaristic tyrant.
Well, no, we...
I am a completely new leader of the party, representing a true break from the past, and I deserve to be treated
with respect.
What the hell?
Sorry, just a bit of...
What
did you say, Mary Lou?
Something repeating on me there. I was a democratically elected leader.
No, I did not interrupt you.
And I deserve to be...
It's Jerry. You're,
what? What's you talking about?
Your voice. You sound...
I have no idea.
It's Jerry.
What you're talking about.
Oh, my God. She's been possessed by the spirit of the Sinn Féin old guard.
No, you're wrong, Michelle. I represent a true break from the past.
If you just let me finish.
No, you definitely sound like the old guard, Mary Lou. You're sick. You're sick.
I thought all that stuff was dead and buried.
It is dead and buried, but
mistakes were made. We're all
to blame.
What are we going to do, Pierce? She's going to drag up all the old IRA stuff again.
God, Lord, God, man. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
I won't. I'm fine, I'm absolutely...
I was never in the IRA.
Oh, God, I've gone full Jerry.
With respect.
Stop us, Jerry.
Quick, Michelle, we're going to have to become the exorcists. Don't you worry, Mary Lou, we're here to help you. We're going to have to tie her up, Michelle.
I don't know, Pierce, this all seems very riotous.
Get out of me,
Jerry. I haven't gone away.
God.
By the power vested in me.
Drive Jerry out?
Well, what's the most sacrilegious thing to a Republican?
The free state?
Taking your seats in the Commons?
No. Yeah. We have to recite Aron Naveen.
You don't mean...
In English.
No! Hold her down!
Soldiers are we.
Why don't you suck
my puppy in
half? Whose lives are pledged to Ireland.
And take the Queen's shilling.
Some have come. From a land beyond the wave.
No.
Look, it's working.
No.
The demon is leaving.
I haven't gone away, you know.
Mary Lou.
Oh, my head. Jesus.
You're back.
Pierce.
Yes.
Pierce, is that you?
Oh, thank God, Michelle. He's left her body. But will we ever truly exorcise the ghosts of the past from Sinn Féin?
Is that still Jerry? Or is it her? I can't tell.
Just shush up and untie me. I need to get back to Cabaret, yeah?
Aye.
It's her, all right.
Happy Halloween. My respect.
You have reached the presidential residence. Ugh, the Khan. One cannot come to the phone right now, as one is busy being showered in very important adulation by Fintan O'Toole types. Please leave your phoning congratulations after my beepy voice. Beep!
Peter, baby, congratulations. I don't know you, but I like you, bigly. You know, we've a lot in common. We're both American, we both have fantastic hair. It's true. And we both know what to do with minority... Sorry, what? What do you mean he didn't win? Who did? President Michael D. Bilbo Baggins. Congratulations on being reelected. Yours is a great country. 7-year presidential terms. No government oversight on spending. And you let us land as many illegal torture planes as we like. I love you. I'm a true American. And judging by the photo I've just been handed, you're a true leprechaun. Well done. Now go make Scotland great again.
Beep!
President Higgins. It's Ireland's greatest president, President Robinson, here. I wanted to congratulate you. It must have been so difficult to beat so many terrible candidates. It was like you were up against 5 Austin Currys. In my year, Dustin the Turkey ran an unofficial campaign. I believe he still got more votes than Gavin Duffy. But still, well done. on winning your second term, not all of us have to join the UN and save the world. Not that there would have been an election if I ran again. Still, well done on your little vote and contributing to the worst turnout in Oris election history. Lols.
Beep! President Higgins, one wishes to congratulate you on your election. Elections, such a quaint way to choose your ruler. You are, I believe, the 8th Irish president during my reign. Although at times like this, with the dreadful Brexit business, one wishes one could leave the office, though a corgi would make a better and more popular king than Charles. Nevertheless, well done, President Higgins, and one looks forward to visiting that grubby masonette in the Phoenix Park, which you call home. Toodles, dear.
And, of course, the feeling, Sean. A knife in my hand, I stabbed and stabbed again. The release, the power, transported, transcended, a terrible beauty born. Sean, I wept real, real tears.
Mary Louise O'Donnell on carving her pumpkin there. Now, Des is here with sport. Des?
Yeah, Liverpool going well. Top of the Champions League group. Next up, a tricky away fixture to Arsenal. Jurgen Klopp, though, is not taking anything for granted.
Yeah, it was a great win, a good performance in the space. As we always had the full read of the pitch, was important for us. Not just as a team in this moment, but also as men. Happy, sure. But what is happiness? It's like when I'm having shakes with my wife. I am satisfied in this moment. But is bliss the same as happiness? Who can say? Would you like my watch?
Yeah, great character. In the GAA, the issue of violence has reared its ugly head once again.
Yep.
After the mass brawl that marred a recent Kerry club replay, many feel the 8-week ban imposed on the selector doesn't go far enough. Oh. Our pundit and former Kerry player, Randam O'Shea, has seen the problem from both sides.
And he's speaking through an interpreter, Dave.
Aye, you know, like...
It's an unfortunate, ineffable, but unfortunately inevitable fact of life that when you have a physical contact sport like this...
That's right.
Sometimes spill over, but we have to think of younger spectators, not yet in their long pants, innocence still on the rise, and ask what message it sends to them. By the by, does anyone want to buy 2 bags of turf?
Lots of footage of that brawl on social media, of course, Des. One wonders if that makes the problem worse.
Well, actually, in my book, Play It Again, Des...
Here we go again.
Just get to the page here. It's currently at number 17 in the Tesco Express book charts, by the way. This is what I said about violence.
Right.
With the game descending into a full-scale brawl, I turned to Marty Morrissey, sitting beside me in the press box. In all this confusion, how easy it would be to slip my hands around his neck and just squeeze...
That's all we've time for, Des, and you could take your Halloween-themed coleslaw with you. Though I must say, the red food colouring is very convincing.
What food colouring?
Sweet merciful hour.
Halloween cakes!
Mayday. Mayday, mayday. This is Hugh Edwards from the BBC. If anyone can hear this broadcast, please send help. It's October 2020, possibly November. We can't be sure because the calendars were manufactured abroad, and like all fallen things, they were burnt when the nation celebrated its hard Brexit. By the way, if the generator holds out, this will be our first broadcast for some time. Brace yourself for the headlines. Prime Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg has today rubbish suggestions that starvation is widespread across the remains of the United Kingdom.
It's just absolute tosh. Any loyal Briton who prepared for Brexit properly by finding a wife to spawn white Anglo-Saxon children with is now doing fine. I have six children, sorry, had six. We're down to 3 now, but their flesh will see us comfortably through the winter.
Meanwhile, King Charles has emerged from the fortified grounds of Buckingham Palace in a tank for the first time in over a year, flanked by his heavily armed wife, Camilla Parker Bowles, to reassure people laying siege to the palace.
My subjects, all is well. I knew many of you were worried when Mummy abdicated and absconded to Cork with that fishmonger from the English market. But it's all going to be all right. The last time I lost a woman, it was to Dodi Al-Fayed. But this time, it's to a fellow who likes his cod to be fried. See? One still has one's sense of humour. Oh, just let them have it, Camilla. Yes! That's it! Put them out of their misery!
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Nigel Farage has defended Brexit from the villa he's just bought in Spain.
No, no, no. The ordinary working man is sick and tired of hearing how badly Brexit went. Yes, there's no electricity anymore. Yes, there's some looting, but it's good, honest British looting. And a bit of starvation, like Dickens always wanted. But the important thing is that my pension, from being a member of the European Parliament, bought me this house in Torremolinos. What could be more British than that? Like brown sauce. Remember that?
Elsewhere, from an underground military bunker in Westminster, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Boris Johnson, opened his mouth and made these sounds.
The country's finances are in great shape. Our new currency, the Blue Passport, continues to skyrocket in value. One can now purchase a whole tin of beans for just 73 and a half passports. That's if you can find a tin of beans on your morning looting, that is. I did hear something about a Sainsbury's in Whitechapel that hasn't been burned to the ground yet, but that might not be true. But all is not well. The tinder machine stopped working in March. I'm desperate, please help. I have 10,000 blue passports here for anyone who can bring me a woman who isn't riddled with scurvy. Quavers!
Lastly, there was one winner of this week's lottery. They will be executed at dawn next Monday. The lucky sod. This is Hugh Edwards for the remains of BBC News. If you're hearing this broadcast, do turn back now. There's nothing for you here.
Now, talks are underway between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to renew the confidence and supply agreement. Speculation is rife about how two parties, who are ideologically the same, could possibly come to...
Are there enough chairs?
That's a matter yet to be agreed on, Deputy Chambers, but I'll take this one. It's near the radiator.
Is the radiator on, or...?
That's a substantive issue yet to be agreed on, Tánaiste. And also, I only have a certain amount of money.
So that's a no, then?
I'm freezing. If I could sit near the window, maybe the sun might warm me. Or would it? Oh, I don't know.
There's no windows in this room, Simon. We don't want the media looking in on our important secret negotiations.
I'll just tweet that. Now, where should we start?
I believe we should probably set down an agenda now.
Sorry, what? Why is there a shinner in here? These talks are supposed to be top secret.
Now, with respect, I'm not a shinner. I'm a fully paid-up member of Fianna Fáil. Or at least I will be. I left the envelope in the glove compartment of my car.
Wait, are we confidence or supply? I don't know.
Oh, give me strength.
I vote that we send out for biscuits.
Now, we only have a certain amount of money, but I am partial to a Jaffa cake.
I don't agree that Jaffa cakes are biscuits now.
I'll put that on the agenda, Deputy McGrath.
I was thinking more along the lines of Mariette.
What about Jemmy Dodgers? That seems like a compromise biscuit to me.
I'll just text that to Mimsy Lord. I'm sure she can make an excellent joke about all of us in the talks being like Jemmy Dodgers.
Now, with respect, these are not talks.
Here, here, that's right.
Oh, begging your pardon. Yeah. Talks about the talks.
Yes. That's more like it.
Wow, have we just agreed something?
I'm writing it down.
Well done, lad.
God, I'm bored.
Just checking in to see if any substantive progress has been made in the talks so far going forward.
Not substantive yet, Deputy Martin, but definitely constructive.
That's right, Big Mickey. Constructive, straightforward and confidential.
Right, so I'll just tweet that.
Perhaps you'd like to join us, Deputy.
Oh God, no. I have to see a man about the dog ate my homework. Anyway, you've got my top people there, like your man.
Thanks, boss.
Who are you?
Charlie. Charlie McConnell.
Yes, I'm sure. But I actually met your man there. He's a very good TD. What's your name again, son?
Oh, me? I'm Martin Hayden.
Huh? Yes, Kildare or something, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm a Fine Gael TD.
Are you?
I think so.
God almighty, will you put us all in the same room together? It's very hard to tell one from the other.
True.
Never mind. I can see you're all at a crucial point in the negotiation.
We're just trying to agree on biscuits.
Very good, gender quota chambers. I'll send up some quinoa brittle bake.
Guys, I'd like to propose that we start the talks next Tuesday.
What's that?
Guys, can anyone hear me?
You know what? I've a great idea. Why don't we start the talks next Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Well, that's what I was suggesting.
To set the agenda.
Oh.
And then we'll start the proper talks on Thursday.
Yes.
For at least 25 minutes.
Agreed.
Well done.
Hooray, let's go.
Watch your arm there, Pascal.
And maybe next week we can find the room with a bigger door.
Careful.
I seem to be jammed in between Lisa Chambers and the shinner.
Looks like we're the Jammy Dodgers, though.
Tweeting that and send.
Hello? Why does no one ever hear me? Oh.
Arms up now, Avicoli.
I don't take orders. I am the president.
We are the president.
Stop that. Make sure you get right in underneath, Sabina. I don't want any trace of those vulgar journalists left of my presidential personage. I still have the stench of the proletariat in my nostrils.
Don't worry, my little man-eaten. I'll wash away every trace of that dirty campaign, and then we'll get you into your clean, Seamus Heaney pajamas. They're warming up in the hot press.
Oh, my favourite room. I wonder if I should give Niall Stokes a knighthood.
Well, we will need to make plans.
Aye.
We've a very busy 7 years ahead of us.
Oh, I hope not, Serena. One is exhausted from that excursion to Ballymount, mingling with those uppity young contenders.
Those dragons did get ideas above their station.
I was referring to Pat Kenny, that young upstart at just 70 years of age, asking me questions. He can kiss my...
Aris-headed notepaper.
What?
And silver service cutlery bearing the seal of one's office. They're just two of my ideas. We need to look forward, Evicaline, not back.
Yes.
We put those dragons in their place.
The only place for dragons is in one's moat. Add that to my list of ideas.
Our ideas?
Well.
I'll put it under new curtains from the Orla Kiley clearance sale.
So much time, so little to do.
Well, you will need to account for those unaudited expenses, my little manny.
Well, as you said, Sabine, it's time to look forward. The public has risen off its knuckles and given one a fresh mandate.
Has given two a fresh mandate to leave. I wonder if we can squeeze in another visit to Buckingham Palace.
Oh, yes, indeed. For while 7 years is a fine term, being made a president or even a king for a lifetime has a lovely ring to it, and then one could put aside such petty trifles as audits.
Have you...
What?
Have you given that any further consideration?
Hashtag keep the poet. That's what they tweeted. So I intend to deal with one's expenses through the medium of poetry. Lo, as the Celtic dawn was looming, I spent 300 on dog grooming. That sort of
very
thing.
Very moving, Evicaline.
Quite.
Now into those pyjamas with you.
Ugh.
Our Just Eat takeaway won't collect itself.
I shall dispatch the Learjet.
7 more years.
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 Indeed, years.
Years.
Oh, you missed a spot, Sabina.
Oh, you're right, a store. There's an empty space just inside the front door.
No, I meant my...
I wonder if Louise Kennedy does Fabergé eggs.
Oh.